He loves and she loves and they love, so why can't you love and I love too?
That's Fred Astaire from the 1957 musical Funny Face. Stanley Donen directed Funny Face, as well as the 1951 Astaire musical Royal Wedding. Donen also directed Gene Kelly's most famous film, Singing in the Rain. Donen will be the master of ceremonies at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences centennial tribute to Astaire, May 27th in New York. You were about 26 when you first worked with Fred Astaire.
I think 25.
25, even younger. The movie was Royal Wedding.
Yes.
What did it mean to you to work with Fred Astaire then?
Well, it was probably the most extraordinary sort of circumstance of my life, since my whole connection to movies and all of show business is an absolutely direct result of having seen Fred Astaire in Flying Down to Rio when I was 9 years old, and it changed my life. It directed every interest in everything I was doing from that moment until this very day. I have been sort of, it's a big word, but I suppose it's right, inspired by Fred Astaire. And my admiration for him continues to grow with time. So when the opportunity came to actually direct a movie in which he was the star, I was, for a simple word, flabbergasted and thrilled, and certainly in awe of the problems and the responsibility to try and do something that I thought was worthy of him and his great talent.
What was it about Fred Astaire and Flying Down to Rio that had such a big impact on you?
I wish I knew exactly, but it was his grace, his art, his ease, his elegance, his lightness, his ebullience, his charm, his musical gifts, his singing, his dancing. I mean, the man is the one in the world. There's no one like him.
Did you want him to know how significant he was to you when you first took on the job of directing him?
I tried once to tell him, and he really didn't want to hear it. And I subsequently tried once again, and he just didn't want to know. He was a very retiring man, and he felt he did what he did, and that was what his job was, and he didn't want to know that.
Is there a moment in Royal Wedding or Funny Face in which you felt you really were capturing that Fred Astaire magic in a special way?
Well, I don't know that, because you put the question that I was capturing it, that he was capturing it in a special way, perhaps. There is a moment in Funny Face, which the moment of filming it, I will never forget. We were on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, and it was a Sunday, which was the only day we were allowed to film right on the Champs-Élysées, looking at the Arc de Triomphe. And the scene was that Fred Astaire was to get out of a taxi, which we had hired, of course, for the scene, and walk up into a closer view of him in the camera, and then suddenly the music would hit and he would start to walk in rhythmically and sing rhythmically, and there was Fred Astaire singing and dancing on the Champs-Élysées to this song, and the playback was playing, and it happened for the first time, and you know, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and it is a moment that I will always remember, and when I see it in the movie I still get chills from it.
My guest is film director Stanley Donen. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest Stanley Donen directed two Fred Astaire musicals, Funny Face and Royal Wedding. When you work with Fred Astaire, it was in the 1950s. How do you think Astaire of the 50s compared with Fred Astaire of the 1930s when he made the movies with Ginger Rogers?
Funnily enough, I've been looking at all of the films lately, and Fred Astaire managed to get better and better as he went along. I forget the date of Funny Face, which was the last picture I did with him, but he was certainly remarkable, and his agility, his expertise, his dance was as good as it ever was. He only got better, both singing and dancing.
1957, by the way.
1957, thank you.
One of the most famous dance sequences of his is one that you directed, which is the sequence where he dances on the ceiling.
Right.
Would you tell us how you did that?
You mean how we accomplished it?
Yeah, and this was in the film Royal Wedding.
Well, if the listeners can imagine putting an entire room inside of a giant wheel and on what we know as the floor, attaching the camera to the floor so that when the room is going to turn slowly and the camera is going to turn with it. So, but the camera doesn't see outside the four walls, or is in fact the six walls, the seven walls, everything but the back wall is viewed by the camera, assuming it's looking toward the end of a room. As the room turns, the camera is unaware, in the sense that the room is turning. We've made all of the draperies and any soft fabric, anything in the room that seemed as though it was simply resting on a table, was actually screwed to the table, and the table screwed to the floor, and the chairs screwed to the floor, and the draperies glued to wood behind them. So when the room turned, nothing moved, nothing apparently moved. And as this room turned and the camera turned with it, the camera didn't see that the room was moving. And that made Fred Astaire able to, as the side wall became the floor, it made him able to walk or climb up the side wall, it appeared, and so on, the ceiling and down the other side. And that was the technique to accomplish the idea. The problem was timing it and getting Fred to do it so that it didn't look like gravity was throwing him against the wall as the room was turning under him. And so endless rehearsal was needed to accomplish the timing and the movement and make it rhythmic and so on. And so weeks and weeks of rehearsal inside this giant wheel. Actually, when the moment came to film it, it only took us around 2 hours to do the whole sequence, because once it was done.
Whose idea was it to do it in the first place?
Well, I think it's my idea. There have been other people who said they thought it was their idea, but I have a memory of thinking of the idea. I don't think it's a particularly an amazing thought, because Fred Astaire epitomizes a person who can defy gravity. You wouldn't think of doing that with someone who had a certain weight to them, that it would seem inconceivable, unless you wanted it to be an inconceivable. But my thought about it was that Fred Astaire naturally could dance around the ceiling. Everything he had done in his entire life demonstrated that he was the one person who could do that.
Most of us have only seen Fred Astaire on camera, and I'm wondering if he had that same elegance and grace and constant sense of time and rhythm when he was off camera.
You mean when he was in real life?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think what you see of Fred Astaire in film is a real representation of him as a person, his lightness, his charm, his elegance, his ability. And he was, I remember doing a scene in Funny Face where he danced with an umbrella, and I said in rehearsal, why don't we, he was doing it with the umbrella closed, I said, why don't we try with the umbrella open, see if anything amazing will happen. So he did, and he said, no, I don't think so. And when he closed it, he rolled the umbrella in a wonderfully rhythmic way, zap, 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 put the string around it, and it was done. And it was a remarkable piece of business that was staggering to see. So I said to him, my God, I've never seen anyone do that with an umbrella in my life. How is it that you could do that. And he said, oh, I guess I've practiced it in other times. he just had this amazing ability.
Well, Stanley Donen, and I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, thanks for spending some of Fred Astaire's centennial with us.
Great. I'm thrilled to do it.
Stanley Donen directed the Fred Astaire musicals Funny Face and Royal Wedding. We'll close our centennial tribute to Astaire with Astaire and Audrey Hepburn in Funny Face.
Swanderful,
swanderful,
marvelous,
marvelous,
that you should care for me.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today was Roberta Shurrock. Bob Purdick is our engineer. Dorothy Therapy is our administrative assistant. Alan Tu directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
To see you.